fear for the worst, hope for the best at the moment. So it's too hard to tell. So it doesn't look great, but we'll find out find the next few days.
It looked like your best performance of the night of the year to have it, you know, razor sharp from the start and quite powerful really until you went down, to have it overshadowed by something like that. What's the mood at the moment?
Yeah, it's a little bit indifferent. The mood, yeah, we're really proud of our players and our performance as a collective, and you know, we've been written off for a fair bit of the year, and I thought tonight we stood pretty tall against a quality opposition, and then your mind flicks to Nick's situation and thinking about the worst, which we shouldn't do, but so it's a bit of a bittersweet feeling at the moment.
Did those early tests indicate that it looks like
ACL? I can't tell you. We'll find out in the next 24 hours, so please be patient.
How's Nick holding up?
Oh, he's okay. Yeah, he's okay.
There's another scare later with Scott, and not ideal to know what happened with him.
I think that was just a knock. But we'll have to wait and see on that one as well. So, yeah.
Just setting that aside, what, if you can be pleased, what pleased you most about the first three quarters in particular?
Oh, look, we were pleased with the four quarters. We knew that Hawthorn were going to come. The contested ball for us, I know sometimes it's not a massive indicator, but we got beaten up the last two times we played Hawthorn in the contest. So despite where it was or how it was done, it was a pretty big focus of ours to get that competitive, and I thought we managed that pretty well. And on top of that, there's a few individuals that stood up for us, and you know, for the full four quarters. I know that last quarter didn't look pretty, but we knew it was coming.
What about the job Mark Hutchie said on Sam Mitchell? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, look, he's part of our planning this week that we thought we'd do that, and there's been enough inquiries about it over the journey, but it worked for us tonight. That's not to say we'll do it every week or every time we play Hawthorn, but I thought he was fantastic tonight, and the help he got around the ball it played an important part.
And Lewis's return, he seemed to epitomise the pressure and intent that the whole team exhibited tonight. Were you pleased with that?
Yeah. Lewis's been, I think he's one of his best assets, which I didn't realise before we got him, is his unity with the group. He'll do anything for the club and anything for his team. So sometimes it might not look like that, but he's always got the club's best interest at heart. And the way he played tonight, it's not all about getting the footy in his hands. So, and I've always said, play to your strengths, but I thought what's shown through tonight with him is his ability to help the team in all aspects. So he's got some more work to do, and we need to get some more improvement, but I thought that stood out for him.
Any contested marking dominance that must have really pleased you? 8-2.
Was it? Yeah, look, it was, they're probably not as tall as team as we're going to confront even next week when we play Adelaide, so they've got so many weapons. At ground level, sometimes you forget about the height that you might be able to get. Obviously, they're missing some players, but I thought last week we got beaten in the air against the Giants. So to respond like that, I won't say it was a focus, but that's how the game played out.
Did you have a feeling though that you could stretch them, particularly with them not having Stratton back there? It almost leaves them that one tall short.
No, to be honest, it wasn't part of our planning to test them out in the air. No, it was more about our pressure and the contest and trying to play our way in between all that and try and stop their dominance with the ball a little bit.
Could you have hoped for a better result out of the clearances early in the game?
It was going about 3-1
your way for a long time.
Yeah, look, and the clearances for us, the spread that we got again from midfield the last three or four weeks has been really important for us. Dom Sheed getting back into some form and obviously Yo and Hutchings doing his role. It feels like we're a little bit more settled.
What has changed that point? How has that spread improved?
Well, Dom's played three games this year, so it's just taken him a bit longer to get into some touch. Been a little bit more settled since we got Nick back, and having the two rucks and not having to throw people around and try different scenarios and protect as much as we did in the past. But we learned a lot from that. We learned a lot from the 5 or 6 weeks he was out, and we may have to draw on that next week and in the future.
You take some pride in... You're able to jam up their kicking game, and in the end, you're able to turn it over a couple of times when they tried to go back through the corridor. And I think by late in the game, they were almost shying away from going through the corridor. They didn't want to turn the ball over going through there, and you were pushing them out wide. Did you view that as a major victory and a major achievement for your players?
I think one of their main strengths is what they do with the ball and their work rate off the ball. Yeah, so I think it's every team's focus going into to playing Hawthorn to try and stifle that, but to do it is it's another proposition, and you never do it for four quarters. They always find a way. So I wouldn't say they retracted from that. I thought all night they were pressuring the game, and look, I thought it was a pretty good contest, and we got off to a really good start, and then in the end when we got that lead, it was probably a bit too much for them to get it back. So really, really proud of the efforts.
What's the belief like in the group now after
beating two really good opponents in a row?
Yeah, belief's been pretty strong all year. I mean, I think we've lost one game since the bye. You know, I don't know, is it 9 out of 12 games or 10 out of, I don't know, whatever it is. So we've found a way to win. So it hasn't been pretty, but sometimes that's even better. And I feel like we're match hardened at the moment, which is important going into Adelaide, and Adelaide on Friday night, possibly fighting for a home final. So I wouldn't say it's been planned, and we can play better. But tonight and the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've probably played at a level that we've all seen before.
Can you do anything to ensure that, I mean, we're all hoping the best for Nick, but even if it is bad news, how can you ensure that it doesn't deflate the group too much?
It's going to be, well, depending on what happens, when any of your soldiers get hurt like that, you're going to feel for them. So we need to manage the situation, whatever presents on Monday, and we'll work through that. But, you know, the season's alive for us, so we need to front up on Monday and enjoy tonight and get on with it, as cruel as that sounds. It's very, very disappointing for Nick and for everyone involved, but we just don't know yet.
In that period where Nick was missing early in the season, so you feel that at least leaves you in a space where you can deal with it, you do have that experience.
I haven't had a massive chance to think about it, but with Nick not in the side, obviously he's one of our best players, and you saw the influence he's had in the last few weeks, but we need to mature to a point where we don't have to rely on just one player to get it done. So that's another test for us, which our boys are really looking forward to.
Did you address that with the players already, Adam, or do you wait until you get results for Nick before you address that?
We'll wait. Wait till Monday.
Could you believe the amount of momentum you've been able to generate out of that win last week? Like, you look like a different unit tonight, even the way they went at the ball, the way they went at the contest, than you've looked for most of the year.
Once again, I think we've just won in different ways. So I'm not... No, I can't believe it. Can I believe it? Yeah, day to day, we live to fight the way we have been the last few weeks, but sometimes it doesn't work that way. And to get wins like we have, we've got it done. Now we need to play better to compete and sustain our success, no doubt. And I think tonight we took another big step forward, but they're pretty tough, these games coming up. And we'll find out a bit more about ourselves again on Friday.
All those weeks when you were winning and we were saying, oh, they're not playing very well, they're just winning, do you get something out of those that helps you think, going forward now that you may have found better form and some serious momentum, and a lot of your players look to be gathering confidence?
Probably. Like I said, it's been an indifferent year, but we've found a way to win 15 games. So, don't write us off. The season's still alive. And we're up for the challenge.
Can you tell us about Tom Barras? Is he in the frame to return next week?
You have to see how he goes. He's got shin splints, really. So we just didn't want to let that fester into something worse. So we'll see if he pulls up during the week.
You played without Nick previously. Do you have a take on whether you're better bringing in a second ruckman or having someone pinch hitting, or does it depend on who you're playing, who your opposition is?
That's a great question, and I'll bring that up at match committee on Tuesday or Monday night. So we've got to work through that. We tried a few things, and some worked and some didn't. So we've got to go back to that and have a look at it. And you never know with Nick either. So we've just got to wait till we find out what's going on. Great. Thanks, guys.
Adam Simpson there in his post-match press conference for the West Coast Eagles. They fear the worst, but hope for the best with Nick Natanui's knee injury. But he certainly didn't look all that happy, Adam Simpson, at the start of that press conference. As it looked like West Coast season was getting on track, maybe just knocked down a peg in terms of celebrating this win.